Good morning. It's about 9 o'clock-ish on Friday, I think the 28th of October. I'm doing another boo, second in as many days, which is somewhat surprising to me, but also I feel slightly or increasingly attracted to this idea. Maybe that's indulgent. Maybe I want it to be indulgent, and that's okay. I've just been thinking this morning over a coffee on my own about the cuts, both to the arts in general, but also to higher education, and that which affects, affects what it is that I do for a living. Of course, this is all we ever think about, isn't it? How we are affected individually. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that's quite a harsh position. And I think there are a number of arguments around that we've seen voiced recently and, of course, historically about how the arts thrive under a more suppressive environment, a more constrained and restricted environment. And I hope that we will see that manifest in the coming years as these cuts and reviews of various funding opportunities and bodies and institutions get reviewed, and that gets rolled out. It also reminds me of the, on a more local level, about how we make work, how I make work, many others I'm sure, both with students, both with my own company, Until Thursday Theatre Company, and how we utilise rules and certain kinds of restrictions and constraints in order to get our creative juices flowing. I think that responding to material, or another way of putting that, might be problem solving, actually. And in order to problem solve, we have to be existing within an environment where something needs to be solved. That's to avoid that awful inevitability of what happens when you go into a space with no idea, nothing to solve. And this is not conducive to creating interesting work. Maybe interesting situations do happen under restrictive or in restrictive environments. It reminds me of a quotation that I rather like. Stravinsky, Igor Stravinsky, composer and artist, who said the following: the more constraints one imposes, the more one frees oneself. And the arbitrariness of the constraint serves only to obtain precision of execution. I rather like that in terms of how we make work. I particularly like the arbitrariness of the constraint. This is maybe a rather convenient get-out clause for some of the rules or restrictions that I might impose on others when directing them. There's nothing we like to see more, though, than people in a space solving problems. And I think that some interesting work always emerges when that happens. How do you generate material under a very restrictive or violently restrictive regime or environment, whether that be you have 2 minutes, a 2 meter square box and a basement, or whether it means that you're going to have to deal with very little support from your present government in how you make work. However, I'm interested in knowing how these restrictions will play out in higher education. Maybe the same doesn't quite apply in terms of in terms of the restrictions being a release or creative force in that instance, but perhaps it will. Of course, as we're all feeling slightly powerless, or a sense of powerlessness at the moment with how we can take control of the impending doom of some kind. However, we must remain, and always will remain, positive. Sure, all will out well in the end. We are, after all, people of initiative and who thrive within restrictive territory. Anyway, enough of that. I think it's quite good news, really. I'm off to go and see Third Angel at Sheffield Crucible tonight with What I Heard About the World, which I'm very excited about. I believe you can still see that there tonight and tomorrow. Other than that, have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye.